Linga lichona njani zulugandaba hii utibana ushelo letu la basakulayo ushelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove kwazwai Mwere Zimbabwe Dino mkamchira mchirongwa chelu chewe chibiki chirongwa The Connection Mwine ni Mike Hove welcome Mwere Zimbabwe mwche Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related Mwere Zimbabwe tino urombo kutat kwanise kupa chirongwa chisema zwa ose unfortunately Mwere Zimbabwe We're not able to give you our program live as per usual due to COVID-19. We're all working from home. What this means is you cannot call in into our program as usual. Unfortunately, it's a really unfortunate circumstance. Nonetheless, you can always text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Just name it is Zimbabwe Tripano, Patrongo Chedichi, Oshelo, The Connection, Namsha on Tuesday, June 16, 2020. Such an important day, and we're going to delve deeper into why June 16 is such an important day for the youth of Zimbabwe. Saka Nasim Chirongwa Mure Zimbabwe Chukwen Dramberi, Tishibata Nyaezwe, Chiroreche Coronavirus. We look to focus on what's happening, Mujukoro Zedu. Last week, we heard the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, announcing vachiudza Mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti zvikoro zvichange zvichivhurwa muswa 28 July. Next month, 28 July. So we look to update you all tichinzwa kuti is Zimbabwe ready to reopen our schools? Are schools safe and ready to be reopened during this time? Lingankosipela, we're still under lockdown conditions. Njalo. The nation is still fighting umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So with all that in mind, is Zimbabwe ready to reopen its schools? But that's not the only issue that we're looking to touch on. Namhla uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo sabe sithinta njalo udaba lwesuku lwe International Day of the African Child. June 16, such an important day for African youth, such an important day for South African youth. June 16 is the day that the African Union set aside as the International Day of the African Child. It is also Youth Day in South Africa. Now, this day itself was set aside by the AU as a means of commemorating the youth of South Africa in 1976 in Soweto, who took to the streets in protest. It's time for them to receive equal treatment with their white counterparts. They were fighting for equal treatment in terms of their right to education and other basic human rights. We're also going to be touching on what's happening lapha kwelemelika whereby lingakhohlwa phela the youth of America have been taken to the streets for the last couple of weeks in protest of racial inequality. Justice for George Floyd, justice for Rayshard Brooks. Those are some of the chants that the American youth have been chanting in the streets of America for the past couple of weeks. And these protests have also taken off in different countries, Britain, New Zealand, Australia. So those are the three things that we're going to be touching on. Nasim Chonga Muria Zimbabwe. But first up, coronavirus. Mkushale we COVID-19. The global pandemic is responsible for taking over 437,000 lives, 437,500 lives worldwide. As we speak, over 8 million people have tested positive for COVID-19. So I repeat, over 437,500 lives have been taken and increasing, and 8 million have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide. Now, this is a pre-recorded program. So by the time we go on air, there's a high possibility that these numbers could have changed. But as we speak, those are the numbers. In Zimbabwe, 387 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Four have died, and 54 have recovered. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, as we speak, and I read literally off their Twitter page, 59,194 people have been tested for umkhuhlane we coronavirus. 34,581 are RDT tests, and 24,613 are PCR tests. Which leads us to the big question that we're looking to discuss, Nasim Chirongwa. Is Zimbabwe ready to reopen its schools? Is it safe to open schools in Zimbabwe? With the numbers constantly increasing over the past couple of weeks, the big question is, once again, is it safe? Sakandiyo nyaya tinayo nasi muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe, 387 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 54 have recovered, and 4 dead. If you tune into the program via radio, we're currently broadcasting on 909 medium wave frequency, 4930-6040, 15460 kilohertz. I must remind you one more time, Muri Zimbabwe, Chirongwa Ichi is not live. This is a pre-recorded program. Silusi is in Mpela Zulugandaba. Tikwense kupa Chirongwa Ichi sema zwa ose. Jisine, tripano pa Chirongwa Chelu Chaveche Iki. Ushelo, the connection, Chabruk Pakuraneni, Mike Hove. Vanda upinda mchirongo, unfortunately, amukwanisa upinda yinyu mchirongwa. Asi, munukwanisa uchu zao maondre yu. Pa WhatsApp, pa number zinoti, +1 202 465 0318. Number yi jekare, +1 202 465 0318. So the question is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools? Tu zao maondre yu, tinzweka, kutimurugu juwona ose. The Connection, Chirongwa Chedu Chevechi Iki, Ushelo, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Muri Zimbabwe, this broadcast that you are currently listening to via radio is going to be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Jakarta, VOA Ndebele. So if you're looking to watch the video broadcast, it's going to be available on our three Facebook pages. Link our call to Pela Zulugandaba. Ushare Pela Ushelo. Kutrakchuane Chirongwane Waduedu Uguzesipogele Pela Ushelo Ngobunengi Be Tu. Sakangane Jakarta Kutinya Paya Pakanze Like Kutrakchuane Okakutimuri Po Pachirongwa Chelu Chevechi Diki. Now let's delve into it. Is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools? Now, last week, once again, we heard the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, announcing ukuthi mhlaka 28 July Zimbabwe is going to be reopening its schools. Now, liyakhumbula phela ukuthi throughout the month of May, there had been talks of whether or not Zimbabwe would open schools. We heard ZIMSEC appearing before the parliamentary board talking about how they were preparing to ensure ukuthi as soon as government announces ukuthi izikolo zilapho ukuvula, bona they'd be ready to facilitate the opening of schools to, in order for phase one. Lingakhohlwa phela, uhulumeni had said ukuthi bakhangelele ukuvula izikolo in phases. Phase one accommodating for those who are going to be writing imihloliso yabo, who are going to be writing their examinations. But now let's head over to the teachers themselves. Sizuthi, what exactly how do the teachers feel about this circumstance? In the program, we have an interview takaita naba Robson Chere. Robson Chere is the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUS.
Tiri kunyuta nekugununa kuti hurumende pakuti itaure zuva rekuti zvikoro zvinge zvichivhurwa pasati paitwa measures rekuti pange paine safety kuvarairidzi vedu pamwe chete nevana vezvikoro. Danho rakaipisisa zvikuru, vanogona vakapa zvavo zuva rekuti zvikoro zvichavhurwa musi wakati, asi kana zvikwanisiro zvekuti kunge varairidzi nevana vechikoro vange vachidzivirirwa kudenda rekorona, funge kuti zvichange zvichibudirira kuti zvikoro zvichange zvichivhurwa musi wakatarwa uyu.
Vachere tungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vakati vemachechi vave kubvumidzwa kusangana asi vasingadarike vanhu 50 panguva imwe chete. Vakati zvekare nyika yave kugadzirira kuvhura ikonomi vachipa vanoita mabasa emaoko mukana wokuisa maapplication iyo inovapa mvumo yekudzokera kubasa. Tichitarisa matanho ari kutorwa nehurumende, chii chinoita kuti muve nechivimbo cheku kuti zvikoro zvienderere mberi zvakavharwa? Panguva iyo hurumende iri kuda kuvhura mamwe maindustry.
Right, tiri kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe isu wemasvondo tichiti vasadarike 50. Apa toziva kuti zvikoro zvedu zvine over enrollment yakanyanyisa. Tikambotanga tatarisa kuti pari zvino damage inoitika ndeipiki pakuvhurwa kwamboita wedzisvondo vachisangana vasingadarike 50. Zvinhu zvanga zvakanaka tisati tati zvikoro zvivhurwe. nekuti zvikoro zvedu zvine vana vakawandisa. Find out kuti teacher people ratio iko zvose kazhinji inenge iri kana 1:90. Zvinobva zvadefeat people sekuti gathering yazvo isaite 150 yemasvondo. Zvinobva zvatemesa musoro kuti uzive kuti pfungwa dzacho zviri kumbofamba sei. Ngatitange tamboassessa risk iyoyo nemasvondo avhurwa acho tione kuti risk yacho neyekutambirana denda recorona yakamira sei. Tichishanda kuti tiise dziviriro zvekare muzvikoro zvedu.
Ndiudzeiwo vachere, kana nyika yakafanana neSouth Africa uko kuno vanhu vanodarika 60,000 vane chirwere checoronavirus uyezve 1,300 vakafa nepamusana pechirwere ichi, vachikwanisa kuvhura zvikoro, chii chinozotadzisa Zimbabwe kuti itore danho rakafanana?
Dzidzo kuSouth Africa yakasiyana nekuno. Tichitarisa panyaya yemaresources nemamaterials, muno kunyanya muzvikoro zvekumaruwa tine vana vamwe vachitodzidzira pasi pasi pemiti, hakuna maclassroom akanatsokwana. Tine vana vamwe vachiriita zveyatinoti hot sitting, yekuti vamwe vanouya kuseni odzidzawo kusvikana 12, then mamwe maclasses ozouya kubvana 12 odzidzawo kusvikana na 4. Tikwanise kukombera tichishandisa kuti South Africa yavhura zvikoro, saka ngazvivhurewo. Tikada kuti saizvozvo kuSouth Africa kwachoni mune maprovinci kuri kutotestwa ikozvozvi vana vamwe vari kuone vane utachiona hwekorona kuCape Town, asi muno matina zvatakwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti tidziirire varayiridzi nevana avo. South Africa chazvikari screening and testing yakaitwa zvikoro zvakati oo, saka munomu hatina kukwanisa kutaita kuti screening iyoyo. Tofanira kunge tichifokasa nekugadzirira preparedness yedu pamaissues to do with the safety. Ndo chinhu chakanyanya kukosha panguva inoyo, tingadai tiri mubishi kumhanyamhanya kuti tagadzirisa chii zvinodikanwa kana pane mamwe makeshift classroom anokwanisa kunge achiitwa kuita kuti vanhu vasazonyanya kusangana zvakanyanya. Izvozvo ndo zvatofanira kunge tichifokasa on.
Haiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mubvunzo wokupedzisira vachere. Tobva tapeta chirongwa. Tinonzwawo tisangano renyu reA2s pamwe chete nemamwe masangano anomirira varayiridzi makatora matanho ekumisa kunyorwa kwemaexaminations pamwe chete nekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Tiudzeiwo zvizere.
Nemusi womugove ratakakwanisa kufaila mapepa ecourt interdict yekuda kumisa hurumende nezimsec kuti zvikoro zvinge zvisavhurwe panguva yakataurwa nezimsec kuti maexaminations anofanira kunge achitanga. Nyaya yakaita kuti tiite ndeyekuti tanga tisina kunge tawirirana kuti zvikoro zvivhurwe, isu nemamwe masangano anomiririra varayiridzi chose takapawo nhunha dzedu maererano nekuvhurwa kwezvikoro. Tikanosangana komiti yeparamende inoona nezvedzidzo, tikawirirana zvekare kuti zvikoro zvedu hasati zvava pastage yekuti tingati tinge tichivhurira vana kuti vange vachiuya, nekuti tichine zvakawanda zvokuda kuti zvigadziriswe. Zimuseki yobva yati vana ngavaenderere vachatanga kunyora musi wa28 apa zvinhu zvese zvisati zvazvigadzirisa. Saka takazoisa mareasons edu arimo mucourt interdict, vana vanofanira kunge vachiwana nguva yakawanda yekuprepare, uyezve kuti mastandards edu safety regulation anofanira kunge ari in line with World Health Organization.
So aliyamuzwa umnumzana Robson Chere, Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Uthi bona njengababalisi bayakhalala ngempela bathi uhulumende weZimbabwe akabi ready. So liyamuzwa umnumzana Robson Chere wenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uyakhalala ngempela uthi hayi eleZimbabwe ebona njengababalisi babona ngani eleZimbabwe is not ready ukuvula izikolo. Abona njengenhlanganiso the further taken uhulumende weZimbabwe njalo inhlanganiso eZimsec to court an order as an attempt to block ukuvulwa kwezikolo. Asiqhubekele phambili ngodaba lesilalo namhla kuhlelo. Let's head over sizwe ukuthi abafundi bona bakubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni. We had an interview lo munye wasakhulayo unkosazana Kwanele Moyo. Let's hear what Kwanele had to say. Ukwanele is a student mayelana nalokho okuzama ukwenziwa nguhulumende okuvula izikolo mhla ka 28 July. Let's head over to Kwanele Moyo.
Cabanga ukuthi ilizwe lethu alikho prepared for ukulwisana lesifo lesecoronavirus. Ngakho uhulumende kaqale ame ukuvula izikolo. Sicale sibone ukubana ama-centers aba maningi, ngoba nxa engavula izikolo umkhuhlane lonxa ungamemetheka abantwana bazalaliswa ngaphi, ngoba igciwane lizamemetheka abantwana bawuthathe khona ngale sikolo, ngoba we are not prepared. Kuyabe ungela ma-sanitizer abantwana bakhona bengagula bazafakwa ngaphi. Ngakho ngicabanga ukubana uhulumende kaqale ame ukuvula izikolo.
Ngombono wakho kuyini okumele kwenzakale izikolo zingakavulwa ukuze abafundi behambe esikolo bethembe ukuthi ngeke babanjwe nalomkhuhlane?
Cabanga ukuthi uhulumende kumele atheste bonke umntwana kanye lombalisi singakavuli izikolo. Akube mandatory ukuthi wonke umbalisi lomntana atheste andubana abantu babuyele esikolo siyebuthana emaklasini sizi expose to COVID-19. Njalo uhulumende kumele make sure ukuthi zonke izikolo ziyageziswa, kube fakwa ama sanitizer umntana wonke abele mask kanye lombalisi andubana sivule izikolo. Njalo ama centers aqale aestablishwe abele mfanele yonke ekwanile unze thi noma imkhuhlane oqhela abantu bathole lapho kokusindiswa khona.
Sikhangela omakhelwane bethu kwele South Africa, izikolo zivuliwe izolo. Nxa lokhu kwenzakala kwele South Africa, kuyini okuhluphayo kwele Zimbabwe?
Khangela ilizwe le South Africa, well, lona belizimiselele angithi lile capacity yokubana lilwisane lomkhuhlane lowo, kodwa labo baphangisile ukubana bavule izikolo ngoba abantwana bonke bebengathestwanga kanye babalisi. And ngithe ngibona i-news ekuseni kulabanye ababalisi abatholakale kwele gcikwane, okutsho ukuthi umkhuhlane lo usuzamemetheka. So ngibona ngani South Africa la iphangisile ukubana ivule izikolo. Ngakho uhulumende weZimbabwe la kamele angalandele uhulumende weSouth Africa, ngoba iSouth Africa is more capacitated than us. So uhulumende kaqale weZimbabwe kaqale ami ukuvula izikolo angalandeli iSouth Africa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa moyo ogqiba ingxoxo yethu ngokuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kubontanga.
Amazwi engiwatshela abantu abatsha ukuthi kasilandeleni imithetho eyafakwa nguhulumende kanye le yafakwa yiwu. Asihlambeni izandla zethu ngama-sanitizer kumbe ngamanzi alesepa. Kasifaqukeni ama-mask ngaso sonke isikhathi. Kasi-avoideni ukubamba ubuso, njalo si-avoideni ukutholakala endaweni ezilabantu abaningi. Siyakwathi ngabantu abatsha siyathanda uku-socialize, kodwa simeni indaba yoku-socialize sizivikeleni esifweni lesi. Abantu abasha balenkolelo yokuthi bona ababanjwa ligciwane, igciwane libamba abantu abadala. Hhayi, kayisikhokhonokho, igciwane libamba wonke umuntu iloba ngubani. So bonle amazwe amakhulu ibabulele abantu baqedile i-coronavirus, I'm sure it was ignorance. Ngakho asingayekeleni umkhuhlane lathi ufinyelela kithi, singabi ignorant bantu abasha, kasiphephenini.
So Zulukandaba, you are hearing there from Gwanele Moyo, a young Zimbabwean student. Vadzidzi navo vari kugunun'una vari kuti hurumende ngaimbomira nekuti vari kuti nemaondo avo zvikoro zvikavhurwa, aiwa mhuri yeZimbabwe tinokwanisa kupinda bhizi. But now let's head over to ZIMSEC themselves. Earlier on, Muriye Zimbabwe, I told you Uguti, inhlanganiso yeZIMSEC, before government announced Uguti, this is the day that they're going to be reopening, before Honorable Monica Mchangwa announced last week Uguti izikolo zizabe zivula mhla ka 28. Last month in May, inhlanganiso yeZIMSEC appeared before the parliamentary board that is responsible for education. And they were highlighting ZIMSEC preparations to accommodate the June examinations. Now, they also highlighted what they're going to be doing in preparation. And amongst these things that they highlighted last month was the measures that they're going to be taking as an examination board to ensure Uguti, every student that is going to be writing the June examinations is going to be safe from umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Now, ZIMSEC also highlights Uguti bona njengenhlanganiso, they don't work alone. So they also highlight what they're asking of from the schools, from the parents, and of course from the Ministry of Education itself. Now, let's head over to ZIMSEC. The next clip that we're about to play for you is courtesy of Open Parli. If you're looking to watch the full length of the clip itself, you can go to Open Parli's Facebook page and search for it there.
In printing these papers, Chair, we were compliant with the requirements of Statutory 99 of 2020, the statutory instrument, which talks about hand washing facilities, sanitizers, gloves, face masks, temperatures of employees and visitors being taken at entrance. We will disinfect all examination materials. And these materials are in plastics, and they have been shrunk wrapped, and they therefore will be able to disinfect. The vehicles which ferry them will be disinfected, and the personnel who use these will be given personal protective wear, which I've indicated earlier on. On the writing of the examination chair, I need to say that members must understand the roles of ZIMSEC and that of the ministry. ZIMSEC's role is to provide the question papers to our major stakeholder, the candidate. And we set, we print, we deliver to cluster centers and to schools, straight to schools. And from there on, the ministry has the authority over the people who handle examinations in schools. Therefore, when we deliver the question papers, we have assisted the heads of schools, of examination centers, with a circular which states on how we want the examinations to be handled. For example, disinfecting all classrooms, surfaces, facilities, and so forth. Reinforcing the hand washing, the sanitizers, and so forth. Wearing of masks. Promoting social distancing of candidates as they write the examination. Personal protective wear to candidates, this must be provided by schools. The marking of script chair will be done in an environment which is compliant with the statutory instrument which I've indicated earlier.
So, leya zizwela mthwakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe muri kuzinzwira ka zviri kutsarwa ka ne veZimsec. Uhulumende uke washo ngempela ukuthi isikolo when they reopen according to plan, according to the initial plan, schools are going to be reopening in phases. And in phase one, are they going to be prioritizing wonke umuntu okumele abale phela imihloliso? This is the meeting that they had with the parliamentary board last month in May, whereby they were highlighting ukuthi bona njengenhlanganiso, they're ready to accommodate for the June examinations, and these are the measures that they have in place. So as soon as government announced ukuthi hi, this is the day, bonabe ZIMSEC, but hi, bona sebe ready. But now, this isn't just an issue amongst teachers and the government itself. We roped in the medical experts, ukuthi sizwe phela from the experts themselves, ukuthi ngempela, is Zimbabwe ready to reopen the schools? So let's head over to an interview that I had with Dr. Wallace Shambelo, highlights umbono wakhe yena as a medical expert.
This coronavirus like basically is there to stay, basically, because the test is still a month ago. So for us, like things have to move. Like finally, we see the matter. We tell our money, our teacher, our soldier, I want to. But there are, like, as you know, we have like my problems. We have, for example, the coronavirus like the way it spreads, like the main there are certain things that people must do. For example, I'm a physical, like what is called social distancing, and that is a city physical distancing, which one must stay at least 1 or 2 meters apart. But you always go to a school or sometimes we are super, which I want to be that distant, for example. And do a school of which I want to participate and learn. So which means the spread of the coronavirus will be high in schools. So maybe it's just that like I'm a teachers to school ratio, I'm a students to teachers ratio, I guess they are very high. Like you might find maybe 80 students and one teacher. So sometimes very difficult. And also we don't have our resources, which is very scholar's name, like so that to accommodate a few students per school. It's difficult as well, like I think even for the government. So what I'm probably with maybe I'm a chief security, they're not supposed to come to school every day. Like, by 60 a classroom. Maybe the week you say, this batch, like, you divide them, 20, 10. But we this week, this day, then another day. Then, maybe they try to strengthen our distance learning mainly, like, when you want to an assignment, learn. So that they don't spend most of the time in school. Because you know, Gucci, Bangawa school, very social distance near school. You know, like, I want to another, they have time, like, they have a long time, Gucci, but you know, one of that. So, all those things, they'll be seeing each other, they'll be mingling with everyone. So, very, we have a king, a very school, and Gucci, I want to another, adhere to those certain measures. But I know like there is a certain program that SS Scholar, they are doing a fumigation, glamour sanitizers, which are available, face masks, all those things they are providing. They are trying to get them to the schools. But issue is about social distance. And also the issue of the mask police call of what finally would test the moon to want, like all the students and the teachers are supposed to be tested.
You've seen what has happened in other countries, for example, Hong Kong and South Africa, where they reopened schools and there were teachers and students that were tested positive for COVID-19. What do we need to do in Zimbabwe to ensure that similar circumstances don't happen?
Okay, so... like what you're saying, Gucci, issue like, I know Gucci right now, police call, we know Gucci, they are actually, they might be, I'm a teacher, I'm a student, that would be positive. So I think now, to opening of schools now, we are through, but Gucci, CNZ timeline, Gucci, is it early with the school or is it late? Because it depends now with Lama resources. And if you are saying you are opening schools in July, what forms of resources do you have or what have you put in place? For example, in terms of South Africa, in terms of the resource side, obvious, we are on the minor side because Bona Veleva, they are testing a lot of people. And they can, like, what they did, like, they actually tested teachers and students, and then they found that some of them, they were positive. So I think on our case now, to follow that protocol would be difficult. Vele would see, test everyone. Because Vele, like, I'm a kids and corn, I had Dura, and they are not easily available for everyone, and they are not easily accessible. So the issue now, like what we are mainly doing, like currently, like as you know, Buti, I'm a main kids here to Vele, we are mainly concentrating on the quarantine centers because that's where we have more cases that are coming up which are positive. So in that issue now, we're going to see city and massive police call, which is a test to won't get a test with a loop, which test. But basically, that's what we are supposed to do. And but the problem now, if we don't test everyone, we know it will bring a lot of panic. My parents, because I had some parents were saying, we can't take our students back to school because we are not sure what our teachers are going to have COVID, even among our students. So really, it will be an outcry. Really, inking say it's like a test. It would be. Is the nation. Because I know what these colleges are full, and I know some of the final year medical students they opened already. So, and they were tested. So I'm not sure about the results, good as a major. But into the very opening schools, really, it's supposed to be done one way or the other, either now or later. But because we know what really COVID lay will be here with us for some time, provided that we don't find a cure anytime soon. So very now, Nila Mutwe COVID, certain things are supposed to be done the way that they are done, although we put more caution, like, for example, the social distancing and things like that. And the issue now, like, in terms of on the Zimbabwean perspective, I think it's a necessary measure that the government took. But now it now depends on which, do we have the resources to test everyone? If we can't test everyone, do we have the measures to restrict infections to those who might have the infection? Mm-hmm. So really, is in the laser, we are supposed to we have to put them in mind. Which is now police call. Are we able to say some students come and some not come this day? And we try to do a shift around, which some might come maybe twice or thrice a week. Or something like that. With the very Mkushan losing I want to Mkushan law at the same time. So it's a really challenge very good. Because I know with even and I'm testing and most of teachers are positive at test that opening schools can actually be cancelled. They say let's just wait a bit.
Okay.
So I think now it just also depends ukuthi isikolo zangkhona because amanye ama classrooms they actually use this quarantine center. So and most of them they are trying to make evacuate people so that they'll try to prepare for ama e-schooling term yangkhona. So I think kuzabonakala ukuthi kuzahamba kanjani on that part. But for me, personally, I actually thought Uguti July could actually be a bit earlier, considering also Uguti, these are the seasons where, like in Zimbabwe, like we are Kotola Kona, that's why June, July, you know, those are cold seasons according to our calendar. So Uguvula is called around June, around maybe July, August, thereabout, it's a bit earlier for me. It was... considering ama like ukuthi umoya wangkhona wegodola and in terms of infection spread will be high and the droplets can actually stay in air for a long time and that's where also we have ama high incidence amanyama like abantu wayenza amanyama isigulane like for example wayenza ama flu then bayakhwehlela so it's I think for me it will be a bit earlier. But if the measures are put in place correctly, I think they might go ahead. But, you know, it's still a problem, still a challenge.
So, Doctor, you also touched on the quarantine centers. You highlighted that some schools are being used as quarantine centers.
Yes.
Considering that they say they want to open schools in July, how much preparation needs to be done in a month to ensure that even those quarantine centers are ready to be classrooms and not quarantine centers?
Okay. So the website would ama like things ama quarantine centers like for example up in Zimbabwe we don't have like what you can say official type of quarantine center. Because for example the main aim yetu yeku team kuhlani lo unga spread kubantu abaningi. And we know but abantu babuya lapha eZimbabwe like for example if they come from South Africa kule local infection kwanga so bayabele ngikuhlana so ama quarantine centers lawa sometimes ukuthi sibe lema lezindlu ukuthi sifake abantu khona ngale kuyabe kule inkinga ukuthi for us to find those the different quarantine centers so that's why some of the areas they are resorting to using churches even amasonto lawana, even isikolo, then lamanya ma building akhona, like those are not being used for other crucial things in the country. So in this isikolo vele, I read with isikolo, those are the main quarantine centers that are being used because one, they have a larger area and also with ama class in Mankona have my name. So ya kwansi ufaka abantu depending on ukuthi lo positive or negative and all those things. So ma Masi to police school now, we need those schools back because our students said Afuna would fund. So now it will be the student need to be measures because you know which is Kulumala with fumigation land, but sometimes it might not be enough because you know which the COVID lay essentially spread like I'm a droplets lawa, like umtanga kwefela they can stay on certain surfaces for some time. So now, so funuguti na test, they have to make sure uguti amanye like they need to stop to make sure uguti vanga fagawanchu kumanya ma like is in school using a fagawanchu for quarantine centers. That's one. Two, among quarantine centers like ankona is called ankona zlavanchu. They have to try to make sure uguti vanga pumisa wanchu kuna ngali. They need to make sure with the they come to that area, were fumigated, then they actually try to check if they can collect some samples on different surfaces they can and test. But I think the main issue now is to actually try to fumigate those areas and try if they can repair the things or put some paints or replace certain things they even faga manyama pencha macha, amache amacha, lamanda, if they can do that, I think that would be a good thing because now kuyabe kunzima ukuthi abantu abaphonguwe abantwana abaphonguwe eclassroom yangkhona, and you know ukuthi they've been used by those people with COVID-19 for example. So I think it will be up to government now ukuthi nxa befuna ukuthi abantwana bavule isikole, all those schools they have to be fumigated, bangafumigeta. Nxa befuna can actually reconstruct, put certain new things there to try to actually limit those certain areas that have been in contact with abantwana khona with COVID-19. So bangayenza khonoko, then bangayenza i-check lama health personnel bangabuya, then they have to check the area, they have to make sure it's now red for learning. And obviously funny time frame, for example, Singapore, we need even 2 weeks or so to make sure that the fumigation here to make sure we thoroughly clean the area and all those things. Then the quarantine, the area was being used for quarantine center a day prior to that, then we have wounds in as well, because we know the infection here, my infection rate can actually be high in those areas.
Doctor, my last question to you, and when going to pendule ngesiNgisi lapha ngesikhiwa. I was saying ukuthi sikhangela, when we see what happened in places like South Africa, you touched on the resources that we have in Zimbabwe. One of the most important things that you highlighted is that teachers and students both need to be tested. Now, looking at the resources that we have, do you think that we would be ready by next month to ensure that both teachers and students are tested and schools can reopen?
Is there a saying that we are opening schools next month? We just have a few weeks actually for schools to be opened. So, and according to the guidelines now, we are supposed to make sure that for example, education is an institution on its own. And we know that in terms of the spread of COVID-19, it's mainly spread, like I said before that, it's mainly about droplet infections, like it's spread by droplet infections. If people are coughing or sneezing, and even people are talking, shouting, and all that, they can actually spread those droplets. So, and we know that in terms of education, on the school sector, students, they need to participate. Teachers need to ask questions, they need to review students, and there's a lot of talking that is involved, a lot of shouting as well. And some of the students, they can actually be actually asked to sing, at school, like those grade and also grade one. So I think, for that sector now, as I said, that we need to actually test everyone. But as you have mentioned, that in terms of our resources are a bit limited, and it's actually not feasible actually right now to actually think of testing everyone in the health sector, to say that from the teacher, the school head, the students, everyone who works at the school, it's difficult. And even in boarding schools, it's actually more difficult as well, because we need to test everyone in the dining hall staff, the matrons, it's a challenge. So now, in that aspect now, as I said also that COVID-19, for us to say that COVID-19 will go in 2 months' time, we might be lying to ourselves. It might be there for a long time, as long as we don't have the vaccine or the treatment. So I think now what needs to be done with the small resources that we have, we try to like what I said, we try to minimize the infection. Open schools right now, as we have said, that in terms of capacity to test everyone, we can't test everyone. I think what we can do now is we try to test. If we have even a few kids, we can test those who are symptomatic. Then all the other ones, then we just try to minimize infection. Like I said, that even if we don't test them and they come back to school, we make sure if there is a plan whereby if we have 60 students in the class, I know maybe it might be tiresome or maybe hectic for the school, but for example, if we have 260 students in a class, we know, for example, we have Monday to Friday, but we can actually use Saturday as a platform for learning as well. We need that we have 60 students. We try to make sure that today 10 students come, then they skip another day or something like that.
All right, and Zimbabwe Muhle, you just heard there from Dr. Wallace Shambelo. He was highlighting umbono wakhe njengodokotela about whether or not Zimbabwe is ready to reopen schools. Sakatudzewo maondre nyimbo yeZimbabwe mazvinzwira. You heard from Robson Chere, you heard from Gwanele Moyo, and you also heard from Zimsec themselves. Besithi bona sebe ready ngempela sebe ready. You also heard from udokotela Hlambelo. He was saying what needs to be done to ensure ukuthi izikolo are going to be ready by next month. So I think there are more in Zimbabwe, plus 1202465 0318 is the WhatsApp number. Munkwani so text up our WhatsApp. Can I'm Tina? It's no Urombo, Muria Zimbabwe. This is a pre-recorded program. Silusi Zingempela. I'm talking so much. You cannot call in as usual. Asi munokwane sautudza maondrenyu pa WhatsApp. Makatirira chongwa chedu chechidiki uhlelo The Connection.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES 5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
So we have new frequencies, Maria Zimbabwe. We have new frequencies. Those are the frequencies whereby you can catch us. For those that like watching Chirongwa Chedu per satellite, you can catch us on those frequencies. So, vakupinda muchirongwa, you missed us. Sangati chibata nyaya yezvezvikoro muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa kuti Zimbabwe is still fighting coronavirus. We're still currently on phase two of the lockdown, the indefinite period lockdown that President Emmerson Mnangagwa said, which should be reviewed once every 2 weeks. Now, government announced 28 July they're going to be reopening schools. Saka tachitora nevechidiki tichinzwawo kuti nemaondorawo is Zimbabwe ready to reopen schools. Now, let's head over to our second discussion that we have. June 16, Muria Zimbabwe. Today is such an important day, not just for South African youth, but African youth in total. June 16 is the day that was set aside by the African Union as the Day of the African Child. Now, this is a day that targets not just highlighting the challenges that African youth are facing. However, it highlights the strides that African governments have made with regards to promoting African youth. Let's head over to an interview that we had with a human rights activist, uNkosazana Mantate Mlotshwa, who is based in Gwantuthu Zethu ngakobulawayo. Mantate highlights her sentiments on the Day of the African Child, and she also delves deeper and tells us whether or not Zimbabwe is making the right strides.
Mina ukubona kwami usuku lwe Day of the African Child luqhakatheke kakhulu ngoba I think lilanga esihlala khona sonke as a continent singabantu abatsha abantu abadala labantwana and sinanzelela ukuqhakatheka komntwana. You know, an African child. A lot of us sakhulisa endaweni or in families and spaces where if voice yomntwana ibingaqhakathekiswa kangako. So when we set aside a day, I think kona lokho just the choice to recognize the African child is integral to decision making, is integral to it changes when we wanna in our communities. For me, that's just powerful. But when you also look at history of the African child, Duguti, it is that moment in history where the African child stands up and says, I am done with this kind of oppression. Anything embisela emuva, I have a responsibility njengomntwana wase Africa to stand up and play my part. Ukwenzela ukuthi i-change sifuna ukuyibona njengabantu abatsha ibe khona.
Isihloko salomnyaka sithi access to a child-friendly justice system in Africa. Awusitshele mantate ukuthi lokho kusho ukuthini kuwe? Njalo nxa sesikhangela indlela abatsha abaphila ngayo kwele Zimbabwe, ubona ngani lokho kwenzakala na elizweni?
Singakangeni kuma demographics that are supposed to benefit from our justice system. Is the justice system in itself fair? Nxa ingekho fair in nature in the way that it's structured, on an overall level. It would be crazy to think Ubuntu is actually designed to, you know, to be sensitive to the needs of abantwana. So when you're looking at the justice system in Zimbabwe, you're looking at Ubuntu. Are the laws we have in place protecting the interests of abantwana? When you're looking at issues of child marriage, it's a very big issue in Zimbabwe. I don't think there is access to justice khona lapha.
Lapho inhlanganiso ye-African Union yaqala ukuthakazelela usuku lolu, babe khangela ukwayenzakala kwele South Africa lapho abasakhulayo abensundu babhubha bese Soweto belwela amalungelo abo ngomnyaka ka-1976. Sikhangela indlela abatsha abaphila ngayo kwele Zimbabwe, ungathi amalungelo abontanga ayahlonitshwa na?
I think the approach yami nxa sesikhangela ukuthi amalungelo abontanga ayananzelelwa yini eZimbabwe would come from the same angle that in city, kumele sikhangele from a holistic perspective where city thina amalungelo omuntu nje eZimbabwe ayananzelelwa yini. The truth is awananzelelwa. We have seen a lot of instances. I remember ngo January in 2019 when we had citizens rising up against the, you know, the increases in the prices of petrol because they felt that these were changing prices in every other sector. And they were rising not because that was the only grievance, and there were so many other things. So you find that Bulawayo incidents, I remember I read about an incident in Bulawayo where umntwana wanyathelwa, you know, abantu bebaleka and all those things. And there is a lot of things when the police come on the ground, they tie abantu. It doesn't matter at that moment ukuthi kuchaya umuntu onganani. So for me, vele, human rights in Zimbabwe are a non-starter.
All right, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Onkosazana Mandate Mlotshwa, human rights activist. She was highlighting her sentiments and her thoughts on whether or not Zimbabwe iyaqakathekisa lolu suku, whether or not Zimbabwe is appreciative of the Day of the African Child. Now Mandate highlights city yena ubona ngani ele Zimbabwe anzi nyika ye Zimbabwe nemaondo yake is not living up to what has been set up by the African Union. Anzi nyika ye Zimbabwe haisku remekedza kodzero dze vechidiki kana kuti kodzero dzevana. Abasa zvikari akati zuva iri aiwa izuva rakakosha zvikurusa. Why? Nekuti ati izuva rinoita kuti vechidiki vaonoka mukana wekurangarira zvakamboitwa nevechidiki South Africa uko muna 1976 kuSoweto, apo vechidiki vakabuda nehuwandu hwavo vachindoratidzira vachiti pasi nenyaya yekusa remekedzwa. Vangari vechidiki vatema vanga vachiti ivo vanga vachidai vanoti nechirungu equality pakati pavo nevechidiki vachena vanga vari zvizvarwa zvekuSouth Africa. Saka that was Mandate was saying. She was basically highlighting umbono wake anjengesizalwane seZimbabwe. City, I usuku lolu, this day is a very, very, very important day to African youth across the board. She highlighted some of the issues and challenges that African youth are facing. City is kangela, you know, some of the issues that Zimbabwe are facing, and these are all universal across the African continent. Abantu abasakhulayo, you find some circumstances whereby things such as child marriages are still happening. Uthi, things such as equal access to education is still not happening across the board. And so she finds ukuthi usuku lolu is very, very, very important because it reminds us that these things still need to be addressed and these things still need to happen. Sike saxoxa njalo labasakhulayo abibandlele sanu PF. Sike saxoxa lomnumzana uMabutho Moyo. Mabutho highlighted his sentiments the city yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, him as a young person. He feels as though this day is very important and it is a time whereby the youth of Zimbabwe should be working alongside government to ensure ukuthi one amalungelo abo alakho ukuhlonitshwa, hanzi kodzero dzavo dzinokwanisa kuremekedzwa, uyezve mukashanda pamwe chete, hanzi naMabutho, mukashanda pamwe chete nehurumende yemuchungamiriri wenyika vaMnangagwa, vechidiki vanokwanisa okwa kuwana mukana wekuudza hurumende zvichemo zvavo zvogadziriswa nehurumende. So lila kukusitshela umbono wenu, sitshele umbono wenu zilukandaba +12024650318. Day of the African Child, June 16. Let's go. Rira, Swa inindindarira. Just Signal in partnership with Roots Africa. And Swanirayika 2019. That's the number to call if you have any questions with regards to coronavirus. Mure Zimbabwe tavekushika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Kodwa singakagqibi uhlelo. Let's go to the third thing that we're looking to discuss. Namhla kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Early on, we highlighted ukuthi June 16 is such an important day for African youth. Ngenxa yokuthi this is a day that whereby we remember lokho kwenziwa ngabasakhulayo kule South Africa, whereby they took to the streets in June 1976. My apologies, and they protested in for equal treatment. For equal rights and so forth. Some of them were rights to education and so forth. Now, for the past 2 weeks here in America, past 3 weeks actually, if not longer, here in America, the youth of America have also been doing something similar. They've been taking to the streets in protest for the end of racism, and they were calling for justice for George Floyd, justice for Rayshard Brooks, who recently died in Atlanta due to a similar circumstance at the hands of a white police officer. So now, on Sunday, I live stream emakhasini etu amathathu, whereby I showed you what was happening in Washington, D.C. Ngalitshela ngempela zulukandaba ukuthi sizalitshela, sizalilethulela okuningi lapha kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. On Sunday, the African diaspora decided to take to the streets of Washington, D.C., whereby they were also standing together alongside their African-American counterparts, and they were showing solidarity for the Black Lives Matter movement, and they were also saying, racism. Let's head over to a report that I did based on the event that happened on Sunday here in the streets of Washington, D.C.
George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and just now Rayshard Brooks, may they rest in peace and power.
Some Africans living in the United States converged in Washington, D.C. on Sunday to show their solidarity to African Americans who have been staging protests nationwide following the recent death in police custody of George Floyd in Minnesota. The Africans, drawn from various nations, staged their peaceful protests at the Meridian Hill Malcolm X Park while wearing traditional clothes and beating drums, showing their support for African Americans who also watched in disbelief the gunning down of a 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, a few days after the burial of Floyd. In both incidents and several others, Black Americans are citing racism as the cause of their death in the hands of white police officers. An African lady, who identified as Claire, was among hundreds who attended the event. Claire says it is important to support African Americans.
The American community, that we are in unity, that we are for each other. And in order for us to do that, it's to come out and protest, despite the COVID.
Another participant, Alan Kelly, says Black Lives Matter will become stronger if it is supported by Africans living in the United States. Kelly adds that Africans living in the diaspora also need to support each other in order to achieve certain goals.
I think it's very important to see the solidarity from everybody from these different countries and, you know, that level of awareness that people have about it.
Kelly further says, as an African-American, he looks to his African counterparts to highlight the injustices that they're currently encountering in America.
The Black Lives Matter movement is empowered when you have Black people from every diaspora. So it's good to see the African continent out here, the Caribbean. I think that shows our strength in a place where we can do a lot of great things just because of the reach of the diaspora. So it's good to see a lot of like-minded people out here.
Kelly's views are echoed by several people, including Sherilene Grice, who is the current holder of the Miss Africa USA title.
We are precious. We are purposeful. We are put on this earth to do great things, and we are not supposed to be identified by the colors of our skin.
Nina Oduro of Dying Diaspora, an agency based in Washington, D.C., that amplifies the influence of African culture worldwide, says her generation should take over the fight against racism.
What my parents could not achieve, my generation must fight to realize. We cannot continue to scratch the surface of equity. Our lives and that of future generations needs Black lives to matter in police units, in workplaces, in boardrooms, in neighborhoods, in Congress, in the Senate, in the White House, and within every single individual that lives here in the United States.
Thousands of people have staged protests in USA and other countries, urging their governments to respect the rights of black people. In Britain, jubilant protesters dragged Edward Colston's bronze statue from its plinth and chucked it into the harbor. In a dramatic gesture mirroring what happened to Floyd, one protester placed his knee on Colston's bronze throat before the statue was rolled into the harbor wall. More statues linked to slavery are being targeted worldwide. Reporting from Washington, D.C., this is Mike Orbit.
And clean things in here. So when you come, this is how we welcome you.
All right, so that was a report that I did based on the events that we were in attendance of on Sunday. Now let's head over to an interview that we had with a young Zimbabwean who was in also partaking in some of these protests here in the United States of America, young Sungano Nyadzayo, 17-year-old. He just recently graduated from high school. Let's hear what young Sungano had to say.
At first, the protest was started by a mother in the community that wanted to educate the younger children, like the elementary school kids. And then so my mom also heard about it, and then she wanted me to come. I'd also gone to like the DC protests, so she thought it would be a good idea to come to this local protest.
Now, we heard you echo some serious strong sentiments there as a young person. We heard you talking about past victims of police brutality. What exactly, how do you feel when you see such circumstances playing out?
Honestly, it's hard to understand. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me how you can commit such acts to a fellow, to another human. From my perspective, I feel like everybody is equal. You know, that's what they all say, you know, everybody's equal. And I truly believe that on the inside, that, you know, you should treat people how you want to be treated.
So when you go out there and protest amongst others, what is the intention? What is the end goal for yourself personally? And then what change are you hoping will come about from that?
Personally, the end goal for myself is to get justice for every name that wasn't called, and the names that have attention right now, the names that we know and the ones that we don't know, because without social media, a lot of this has been happening, and we didn't know it's been happening, but we didn't know that was. And I feel like until we defund the police. And you know the definition. It's not to abolish the police. It's to defund them. Give funds to other sections that need them in the community, instead of going straight to the police. Because, and also to reform the police training.
Wow, so young.
I want accountability for. I just want people to be held accountable for their past crimes. And then we can stop and try to move on to a better time.
I, Ntokazo Mohle, you just heard there from young Sungano, 17-year-old Zimbabwean based in the United States of America. He recently graduated. Hi, iskat samses pele sesiyong mangoi chino buruka chino mara muri Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echrongwa chelu cha nasi. Wanda ukurukura neni, ndripo pa Twitter neba Instagram at Big Mike 3. Aiwa, nguwa yangu ndio ya pera muri Zimbabwe, ingatisangane ipano pa chrongwa chelu cha vechikiki vikir nouya. Same time, same place, Muria Zimbabwe. Anogorika inimparo, ndino wengi Mike Hove. Bye-bye.